כל אופן במשנה, משנכנס אודו מרבין בשמחה. כאילו במשנה, משנכנס אודו מרבין בשמחה. כשם שמשנכנס אוב ממעטים בשמחה, כן משנכנס אודו מרבין בשמחה. חזרת אז משנכנס אודו מרבין בשמחה, רש"י שיש יומים שנעשו בהם ניסים לישראל, כיפורים ופסח. זוכיר מדינה דגמורה, משנכנס אודו להרביץ בשמחה. How a person, the Goyen, says every time that, this is what I heard recently, that the Goyen said that all the mitzvahs he managed to come to a shleimus. There's one mitzvah that he's not so sure, v'samachto b'chagecho, v'simcho all the 7 days of Yom Tov, he doesn't feel that he was never zeichet, mamash, he called to the madrege to mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, k'mo shetzorich. So in that mitzvah he had yet what to metaken yet, to come to v'samachto b'chagecho. Avodah sasimcho is a very hard avodah, to be happy. Be happy, Alamon, where you go to be happy? V'samachto b'chagecho. The Chazal tell us, Mishanichnas odo marbin b'simcha. A person has to be b'simcha. How a person becomes b'simcha? How a person becomes happy? Is the sumera and is the aseto? The first thing is the sumera. First thing when a person has to be etzem, the way a person could become b'simcha is if he takes care of the sumera, what makes him not happy? I will explain. How a person becomes happy, how a person takes away the sumera, to become b'simcha, to be mole simcha v'toiv lehem. Chazal say, kol da'ovid rachmone letav ovid. Kol da'ovid rachmone letav ovid. The person will realize that everything what the Ribbono Shel Olam does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means for his good. Everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means for his good. So he for sure will be happy. The chisorim is that a person doesn't realize that everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for his good. How a person comes to the Akore, that everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for his own good. So also I want to say over the mashal, I said it a couple times, but I think for the psichas ha'inyan, the mashal is the right mashal. Say over, it was two people that passed the Holocaust. The war. One's number was 2256. One's number was 2257. Both of them were 6 years in Auschwitz. They came up to the Shomayim. 2256 got 500,000 palaces of gold. 2257 got 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 2256 went over to the place there where you go to complain and over. And he said, you know, I was sure I came to Olam HaEmes. It's Emes. Emes toch Emes. Ato Emes v'shimcha Emes, and Emes is Emes. We're in Auschwitz for 6 years, in the same bunk. One night, I step in the bottom bed, he step in the top bed. One night, the opposite. One day, I put on the tefillin, he went to work. The other day, he put on the tefillin. One Shabbos I kept, one Shabbos he kept. Chatzi, chatzi. How could be in Olam HaEmes? I got 500,000 palaces of gold and he got 1,000,000 palaces. This is Nishkan Emes. Nishkan Emes. He waited a couple of days, he got back an answer. No, no. He sent him an answer. What was the answer? You remember the last day of Auschwitz? Remember. You remember what happened? I remember what happened. So the Nazi came to kill 2257. He shooted him with a gun. He fell on the floor. But then the Shama, Nishkan Gagan Arois. So he sent a black dog, you know, taking pieces off him. The black dog was taking pieces off him, but then the shaman no right on the Shigang in our eyes, didn't go out. So the Nazi started to step on him and say, after 2 hours he managed to kill him. You picked up your eyes and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, 6 years Auschwitz. One bakasha, Ribbono Shel Olam, one bakasha. When the bullet hits me, take my neshama right away. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu could not say no. You know, after 6 years Auschwitz, you know, the 6 years Auschwitz, wires in the ear, take them out of the nose, peel off the nail, Auschwitz. Yeah. After 6 years of Auschwitz, Kodesh Baruch Hu could not say no. And Hashem was mekabel your tefillah with a Nazi, shoot you, the bullet hit you, you right away died. If So that's 2 extra hours that guy suffered. It's 2 extra hours that he suffered. He's getting for another 500,000 palaces of gold. Suffered to be a yid, terrible isurim. He's getting another 500,000 palaces of gold. So he picks up the eyes. Ribbono shel olam. So why you listen to my tefillah? I would suffer too. I said 6 years in Auschwitz, 2 more hours, and forever I will be in 1,000,000 palaces. Why you listen? They tell him, too late, too late. Avshach would say, Alamol, he's jealous of the people that were in Auschwitz in the gas room and they were saying Aleinu and dancing. He's jealous that he didn't come to that. He's jealous. Nobody would know, like some people are dreaming, like if one day I would have $1,000,000, I would have that garden with the car. The dreams, yeah? I don't know dreams. Avshach's dream was Auschwitz, take off my clothes, putting me there, singing Aleinu, Alevai, Alevai. This is the dream. A person cannot be sad. The reason a person can be sad when something bad is happening to him is because he doesn't feel the Sechud Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But if a person feels that the bad that is coming to him, the bad that is coming to him is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves him. He wants to give him Zchusim. So Alamol the Moshel, the person will come up to the Shamayim, you know, he will bring his mitzvahs. It will fit like in a sandwich bag. Yeah, a small sandwich bag. Yeah, that's, well, you know, about two, little bag, you know, maybe the medium size. Yeah, comes to the Shamayim, kids will tell him, where is your mitzvahs? He said, it's like a little bag. Say, no, we work together. They start to look around. So you remember that morning, I didn't have a chavrusa. I was kicked from my seat 3 times. But you know, I didn't go back to my room. I sat outside and decided to learn. Very chashuv, yeah? A lot of schusim. 2 buildings given for that. Remember also one time, you know, I was davening, it was noise outside, everyone was looking, it was like mamish, like fire. Or I was doing shmonesa, I hold myself. That's not chashuv shmonesa. And once, you know, I was about to spell a shenor, it was mamish nafkimil and the choshen and I was misgat. And then one more time, I was my chavrusa had mumps for a week, and I learned, I didn't miss the seder. So Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why my chavrusa came? And if I would never come, you know, maybe I would have to take a schusim in the Shemayim. A person can asher yoyav Hashem yichiach. Asher yoyav Hashem yichiach. But a person has to be smart. Hashem gives him the nisyonos. He gives him the nisyonos. And sometimes, he's mevater on the nisyonos. Nebach, he's mevater on the nisyonos. So he doesn't pass them. But Hashem gives it because he loves us. Not because he doesn't love us. He loves us. It comes from Ahavas Hashem. It comes from Ahavas Hashem. Shteit, Chazal Big Dan, Medrash, Rabbi Kive, Shimon Bar Yochai, that one of his Talmidim went out to work. So he went to Chutz La'aretz, America. He went to Chutz La'aretz, a little bit of Israel. Went to America. He came back after 4 years. And that's how he shot. And all of his friends, Vayikanu Bo Chaveiro. The friends were jealous. The friends were jealous of him. Was Pshat the friends were jealous? So you have to be Maz Pshat. If they were jealous, Mistama the Pshat that he was sitting and learning. Because if he was not sitting and learning, they would not be jealous. The famous Meister, Rav Shema, was a Yid of Bnei Brak, Ingeman, married for a couple of years, you know, decided to take a Parnasa. Take a Parnasa, make a couple of millions. I should take a more Parnasa, make a couple more millions. It was with 500 million, 100, 1,000 million. Bought a nice house, a bigger house. Then he decided to buy like a very, very chosh of a car. Like worth $2 million, you know, with diamonds and gold. His wife told him, Adka. You know, we don't need a whole neighbor, you know, to look at it. I know one. He said, listen, my position is, I stole the money from someone, I give chaymish. I have it, I'm not schmitzy. But the ambassador, I have it. I give it to him, I have it. No reason not. He said, I would ever be jealous. He said, fuck out. I don't think it's a chisson. Here's the way they ask of Shteyman. He came to the interior about of Shteyman. Shteyman says, look, what is the tightness? So he says, you know, don't rush it, I need money, I give chaymish. Fuck out, I think there's a car, people will get more business with me. So it fits. He said, you know, we have to take out the eyes of the whole neighbor. Everyone will be jealous of us. So Rav Shneur asked him, tell me, you finish Shas? No. Chatzi Shas? No. One Masechta with Teisus? No. Masechta with Rashi? No. So, ten black, yeah, ten black. With the head? No, without the head. So Rav Shneur tells him, you can buy the car. No one will be jealous, don't worry. No one will be jealous. Doesn't be jealous if you buy 10 cars. No one will be jealous. So if Chazal said, Rabbi Kibbutz Talmud came back with money, by Ikanu by Chaveilov, it means that he was sitting and learning. He was sitting and learning. Talmud and Rabbi Kibbutz, one lesson of Shema, yeah? So by Ikanu by Chaveilov, they were Mekane. Vaisless was what to be Mekane? He had Teira and Gdula and Malki Mechot. Ror, Abshir, Bar Yechai, Shemekane by Chaveilov. He called them to the Biko. Came to a big Biko, a big place in the valley. He said, Biko, Biko. Hamshichi din reizov. Hitchilo moishechas din reizov. The whole Biko became full with coins and gold. Omar, mi sheroitze din reizov yikach. If you want, you can take. Aval deu, shemi sheloikeach kan, Choser Leisha. So no one touched it. Hashtenish the Marshal. They wanted to go to America. It's a business, yeah? Nursing home, come back to learn. Yeah? So what he told them is a big of Malel Zov. If you take here, you're missing in Gan Eden. We want to go to America, he said. He told us, you're telling us why not to go to America to work? Because I have your money. But he told us if you take this money, it's going away from Gan Eden. But stated of Shim Bar Yochai that the money that that Talmid went in America and made is of the Cheshav of Zenganet, Dvorim Brurim. Alekdoim Minyan Israel. If a person goes to America and he makes that Ishtadlis and he goes to all nursing homes, Chosol Minyanet. I don't want to, if you don't believe in it, please don't go to like Boimer. I want to see these people coming from America from nursing homes, they go like Boimer to Shim Bar Yochai that he holds that he don't have Ganet. So why do you go to Shim Bar Yochai? That's for Shteich. I see all these Jews in the country of America, and it's a gate of Shim Bar Yochai. He holds that you're missing from Gan Eden. Every nursing home is a chesh from Gan Eden. And if you don't believe in Chazal, if you don't believe in Chazal, I'm saying, and it's not we believe in Chazal. It's not we believe in Chazal. So a person doesn't have to be Ishtalis? Midat Miyash is a Boimir. What's the Pshat? Chazal said there is another medrash, you won't be Zan Rabbi Yudim to say, I didn't have what to eat. יוצא חוץ להויו ערב שבס ולהויו פרנוסו בבית יוצא לחוץ והספלל ונזדמנו לו עם ארגוליס השם גבי מדיים והולך וכל הפרנוסו סניבי סו יבוא פוד for the whole family אמרו לו אישתו עם מהיכונו אמר לו מהפרנוסו כמח פרנוסו אמר לו בעבודו I'm not using it till you're telling me from where we got it he said like David and I found the diamond אמר לו, רצוי לך שיהיה שולחן חברך ומולה ושחולנו חוסר? You one of your friends will have a lot and you will be missing a diamond? ביקש רחמי ואני took back the diamond. ביקש רחמי ואני took back the diamond. I'm not going now. Today we speak about, שמיר עושה לומר בשמחה, we speak about חבס הישתבס. The people that נבח, רחמונס, have to go out to חבס הישתבס, they have to come to ask the שיילה how they will manage save themselves not to burn off their Olam Haba. Alevai, alevai, that they will manage. But it's a bazoom of Shmuz. Hashreinu, Shalei Yosani, Baruch Hashem, we're not there. All the Gdolim Asad and Yisrael are only for a reason, not for a stop reason. Go to Rav Shteyman's house. I was going to Rav Shteyman's house. What was Rav Shteyman's house? It's Gomish, though. He sits on a bench. Rav Shteyman never leans on a bench. Backwards. He doesn't be there in Olam Haba. Chabal, he doesn't have an Olam Haba. He doesn't lean backwards on a bench. In the old days, he never sat on a chair that has arms. Doesn't sit on a chair that has arms. He comes to his house, he sits on this old metal belt. You know, he's a small person, he can fall back. So he has like a stool there that catches his back when he falls, yeah? It looks like, in Haiti, it looks like that, yeah? Mamash, Tzubroch and Azachim. This is the God Lado. He just does like this. And me, I know, last 2 weeks ago, Erev Shabbos, someone stole from his house $100,000 and was made for tzedakah. Came home, had like masnefesh. In a second, someone ran, bring out $100,000, they found it, they told me. Yeah? In a second, it took like 5 minutes, $100,000 was there. But a cheer not. He knows. He knows what is Olam Haba. But this guy here, he buys a fancy car. No, Rav Sherman has a problem because he doesn't have a lot of Gan Eden. But I, Baruch Hashem, have enough so I could go with a relaxed car, yeah? Rav Sherman is scared to use the Zeilam Habit. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I can go to Mokim Brishayim, I can eat, enjoy Lamazah. He doesn't eat. He eats the same breakfast all of his life. I'll tell you, well, he was visiting once by my father-in-law in Gateshead. So he brings his pot. You know, same for different people's pots. Sometimes we go to Shiva's gate or Shiva. So what? As many people go, he's by someone else's. And he wants potatoes. Potatoes, cooked potatoes. This is his food. But the mice, he spoke there learning with people. It was not enough time. So he put the potatoes in a bag. He said, we'll eat in the car. This is what he's never Meilam has. I'm not saying we're the Madrigas. We're not holding the Madrigas. About the Yisrael. If a person will understand, we need so in this olam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is toiv hu meitiv to yad areina, toiv hu meitiv to yad areina. Hu roitze betoiv asvru yosov. Hu atoiv vehameitiv. Hatoiv vehameitiv. Hatoiv vehameitiv. Here was the Givaldik Gezach. What bracha we make when we drink wine? Hatoiv vehameitiv. I make a Toiv HaMeitiv. I think on chocolate, maybe a Toiv HaMeitiv. Switzerland chocolate. Where is Toiv HaMeitiv? I think it's the most beautiful bracha that a Jewish person could make in his life. Hatoiv VeHaMeitiv. All best. Chocolate, grace. See you, Mashas. But we are local. I'm a Messiah, Mr. Shas. I'm a Toiv HaMeitiv. Makes sense. Maybe Bava and Yerushalmi together, not only Bava. Say it. I'm saying, Mr. Shas, Bab Yerushalmi, Oimer Atoy Vehameitiv. Herzach. The person drinks a bottle of wine. They bring him a place. Kenem wine. Oh, Atoy Vehameitiv, that's the ganze Sach. Lost the Pshat. So I hear what's a Givaldik Pshat. So taste is the Frank de Kashan now, Vipsochim, taste as a Teretz. I'm not ready to tell Behel of Divra Tesis. Behel of Divra Tesis. So the other one, Givaldik Pshat. Givaldik Pshat. A person will go Lamazogan, you go to a place where they make the wine. I hear that in France they make the best wine, yeah? So you go there, they have these, you know, huge grapes, heavy grapes like a watermelon, crush of the grapes, the person comes, he sees they take off the grapes, pick them, and put them in a big boil. Take these grapes, you could sell, by us in New York, you could sell every grape, $100 a piece. Put all the grapes inside a pit. No, it looks. The guy takes off his shoes, his boots, starts to step in it. Mishugoyim. Did you give us the mention in France, Mishugoyim? Say, Mishugoyim. Hot is that a grape juice? He waits. No, they leave it there, it starts to get sour. Go, Mishugoyim. Say, no, Hot Shchoymets, they also have vinegar. No, they finish, they take the wine, they put it in barrels, and they send it down to the ground. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, they bury people. Bury wine? No, the person never saw it in life. The kid said, he waits, he becomes 80, 90, he dies. Yeah, that, the French wine, 200 years, take it out, yeah? The kid said, this person leaves the world with a achlote, French amishugah. Now, we, Baruch Hashem, didn't know the process to do the wine. So I want to ask you, Yishai, you come, I'll take you now for a trip, we'll go to France, and we'll see, they're taking the grapes, squeezing them. So what, you have a ghost of shot. We know they're doing wine. Come on, ask you a shot. Could be like in the middle, you forget that it's a process of the wine. Oh, some of us are mishugoyim. Are you shleim, are they not mishugoyim? Are they gators like mishugoyim? Are you shleim, are they not mishugoyim? So how is Kikash? I'm asking. Kikash. This is the process of the wine. It takes 200 years. His father made for him, and he's doing for his father. Grapes is the only... I am the only thing in the world, only product in the world, kimat, that comes complete ready, you spoil it, and then it becomes more better. Nahai. Wheat, you can't eat. Make flour, make cake, bread, grapes, shiva samini, givaldi. You spoil it, sour, bugs, everything, and then it becomes givaldi. When a person sees wine, he says, Ribbono shel Olam, Hatoy Vehameitiv. Now I realize that the grapes, what was the grapes? They came good, you have to work on them, spoil them, and then they become better. I realize the ganze leaven is azeh. The God's 11 is as a. Hashem gives a person Nisuim, it's for his good. He wants them to be Zeiche. He wants them to become a Balmaile. Hatoy Be'ameitiv. Hatoy Be'ameitiv. This is the Yesod of Yain. This is the Inyan. The Plurim, we drink wine. This is the Inyan. The Laseda, we drink wine. The Geula, Aramon, the Klal Yisrael is wine. Wine is Metamtis. Metamtis. Achoymer, the Yesod. It's good. Hashem said that everything is good. It becomes bad, that will become better. Achud Vey, if it's good the whole time. I'll tell you one more, Yesod. Take grapes. It's fridges. Time Chazal, you get fridges, yeah? You keep grapes. How long you can keep the grapes? A week, 2 weeks, ufal. You spoil it, becomes yayin otikshe, daskenim noichomimenu. Only suim on garnish, the person's garnish, a little bit, and nothing is left of him. You push it, you step on it, you grow. The way of a person to have a simcha is to have this emunah. This is Be'etzim the Yesod, when Purim comes, when a person comes to Akora, Adel Yoda, when you drink the Mishteh Ayayin, Chiyot Chayit Mishli, the Suma, the Mishteh Ayayin, the Oimek of the Mishteh Ayayin, what is the Oimek of the Mishteh Ayayin? The Oimek of the Mishteh Ayayin of the Simcha is to come to this Akora. This is the Megillas Esther, the same thing. It looked bad. Haman is taking over. Why Haman is taking over? And Achashverosh liked him more. No, I'll tell you the truth, it's chaval that Achashverosh didn't love Haman very, 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 very much, much more. You know why? Because everything what he had to Haman, he gave to Mordechai. So if he would love Haman more, we would have much more. It's a man shashav. So the Yidin would ask Hashem, stop to give Haman. Stop. So Hashem stopped. Then when Mordechai got it, he said, chaval, we asked, if we give him more, we would have more. This is what Be'etzim they saw in the Megillah. This is what Be'etzim in the Megillah taught us. The Megillah taught us what you're saying. So you're stuck in bad. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Atoi Ve'Hameitiv. Kol Kulei Atove. When a person comes to this Akove, that Kol Kulei Atove, if he doesn't have enough, because it's good for him that he doesn't have enough. But it's one little secret to that. If you're happy the whole time when it happens, and you're excited, you pass the Nisoyin, Kmoisha Tzorich, that is the best. That is the best. But if you're sad, you don't learn, you don't dabble when these things happen, that is a shame. So when Purim comes, and the Avodah of Chodesh Nisan starts, when the person starts the Avodah of Chodesh Nisan, and he's in that Chayishik of Chodesh Nisan, that Atzloch of Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Adar and Nisan, these two Chodeshim, Mishamnichas Olam Marvim B'Simcha Yomim Shenasu B'Yom Nisim Yisrael Kippurim B'Pesach. A person has to come to this Avodah. It's late. I just want to say a little bit L'maisa. The Chochmah of a person is to use this L'maisa, to take on himself at least an hour a day. I have to be 1 hour a day B'Emuna Shleimo B'Simcha that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. 1 hour a day I'm deciding now, I'm not upset. Another hour I can be back upset. I don't have, it's good that I don't have. Kol ha'olam nizeh b'shulchanan yabni. Dahayinu, alle greise gvirim. Chanan yabni. Palace, chanan yabni. Boat, chanan yabni. Hotel, chanan yabni. Chanan yabni, dahayinu, mikav charubim, erav Shabbos, erav Shabbos. Ech fashtey, aber give him a piece of chicken. Yeah, but the same schusim, like, you know, just the crumbs. But everyone could have enough in his schusim. Vay says it's better not to. Person says himself, Hashem is giving everyone, why is he missing me out? I mean, like, you know, every time he misses me out, when he gives out. He gave out the seichel, he missed me out. He gives out the money, he missed me out. Chanan yibni dayinu mikav charuvi ma'am Shabbos, ma'am Shabbos. Sibesur fayam hazeh. Sibesur fayam hazeh. I'm not saying, you know, the Chochmah is not to take what I said now and start to look down on the people that have money. Leave them with their tzoros, yeah? Aber fakel, not enough for money, and isurim, and zachah that we need. If a person will feel full, then he can have the simcha. I heard from Rabbi Chayyuda Lefkowitz. I know it's hard to hear it, but he told me that this is the emes. I didn't want to hear it. He told me, you went upstairs in the Shemaim, you see, I was right. told me I was a buffer, 18 years old, this Tisha B'Av, 9, remember, I was complaining at different things. Ain't I'm not gonna as mad to speak about them, but maybe one day. And I was mad complaining, and he told me, I want to tell you. You think you're suffering a lot. You come up to the Shamayim, when they'll ask you, where's your Yisurim, you'll bring the bags of the tzoros that you had. I'm telling you, they will open the bags, they'll be empty. These are not tzoros. So what? I'm telling you, I'm suffering. All of us suffer, yeah? He told me, if you would have the right emunah, you would not suffer. You would get punished like you suffered. People think, oh, but I have so much Yisurim. I don't have money, I don't have chavrusas, I don't have food, I don't have health. This is the way to have a Buddha. And you don't have even more avedas. Don't you think that this is the cleaner? This is the dirter. I don't know the word I say. Simply, yeah. This is the doesn't the lichluch, that's the dirt, that's nish the clean, that's nish the nisurim, that's nish the nisurim. It's not easy to hear it, but that's nish the nisurim. But if a person takes it to simcha, Ribbono shel Olam, you're making it hard for me, but if you want me to daven, I will daven, I'll be maimin. Then it becomes like diamonds. But if not, this is what he told me. Bezes Hashem will be zeicha take, and be simcha, Bezes Hashem will be very, and she will be my soda, and my soda.